And we're here on the K&M Podcast. Yes, the K&M Podcast. Ken Brown from WGI Radio. Mike O'Hara. I don't know if I should say formerly DetroitLions.com, but Lions impresario Mike O'Hara here with us. Hello, Michael.
Kenny, what I think you're trying to tell the people is that I'm retired. Yeah, I'm going to be doing this. So
you're retired, but you're going to stay around and you're going to do this podcast, and we're going to have a good time. A lot of information, and Mike is close to the team, and he'll be in and out, so he'll know stuff. So we're going to continue the podcast because people have demanded it. Mike, I'm keeping Mike busy too, and actually, I'm paying him the 25 cent a month that we paid him last year. So it's all good. Am I right, Michael?
Well, at this rate, I could be up to $3 by the end of the
season.
That's
exactly right. $3? They're overpaying you. Somebody talk to this man. Anyway, it's been exciting. Mike, we were out at practice last week, and I was out today, and I was just saying we were out there watching a really good Lions team. Mike, I want to get right into it. The 2024 version of the Lions, we'll get the media side of it in a minute where people are, speculating on them, but we'll get the reality side of it, to what's going on out there. And just my first thoughts, Mike, after watching them now for the last two and a half weeks, is this could be a special season. This could be a special season.
Yeah, I agree with that. I thought last year, of course, was a special season, but it didn't start out that way. Well, actually, it did, but I don't think we were expecting what we ended up getting. I don't think we thought we were going to cover a 12-5 team, and it would be within a couple of bad plays that go into the Super Bowl. But that's different this year. I think there is an expectation for the Detroit Lions to be a team that challenges. I'm not going to say guarantee it or anything like that, but challenges to go to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. And I got to say, when coming back into the season, this is our first podcast of the year, coming back into the season, I was worried about the mentality of a team that, came out of nowhere, even though they were, predicted maybe playoff team last year to go to the NFC Championship game. Are they going to come back big-headed? Are they going to come back too full of themselves? Are they going to come back? The coaches want to, cut side deals. Not side deals, but, skirt what got them there. And that's what I was worried about until Campbell's first press conference of the year. And I realized that he's not going to let that slack off. If they don't do it, it's not going to be because of they got the big head or they backed off. It's just going to be because they didn't do it, because Campbell has the right idea about, not taking the work off, doing the work, and competing.
Well, exactly. And he talked about that in his last press conference before they took their break, before coming into starting training camp. And he spoke right out like he wants to go to the Super Bowl. And as he put it, as only he could put it, I want the whole enchilada.
Yeah.
I mean, what a way to put it. And he does.
And there's no reason why he shouldn't.
No, absolutely. And it's a good team. It's a young team, and it's got talent. And does it have holes? I think it's got one potential hole, but that's my one concern. The secondary is unproven yet, but they've got talented people there, guys who've played good ball, but they haven't been tested all together yet the way the rest of the units have for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that in a second, because I'm going to go through the offense, the defense, and special teams and see where we rank from last year, this year, what they need to improve on, things I saw and you've seen over the last, couple of weeks. But first, I just want to get to, there's some rule changes this year, and if you watch the game on Thursday night with the Bears and Houston, you saw that new kickoff. And I was looking at that and wondering how that's going to relate to the Lions, if there's anything you could deem out of it. I talked to Campbell about it at the press conference this morning. He said him and Dave Fipp were going to watch it. He said he saw the first two, and they were going to watch him, and Fipp were going to watch him after practice today and see, how it looks from other teams doing it. So that's still a work in progress. But when I watched it last night, Michael, I think you can get some openings in that. If you get through that first line of defense and you got somebody fast, you're not going to catch them.
Somebody fast number 10, or I'm sorry, number 9 of the Detroit Lions, Jamison Williams.
Yeah, but the only thing fast is you got to get him through the line. He might be fast, but you got to be kind of big, because you got to sometimes pound it through that line to get that burst. It's a weird setup, but I will predict right now, before the season's over, that kickoff is going to it's going to implement, well, I would say probably four games are going to be decided by that kickoff this year. That's my prediction. Four games, not four Lions games, but in the league. It'll be four games that are going to be won or lost because of the preparedness of that new kickoff rule by the team.
You're talking about just about that rule now. You're not talking about a punt return or some of the stuff that we've been doing.
No, I'm talking about just the kickoff. And it's going to be teams that have prepared and do it good are going to get the a victory off of it. And some teams that don't do it good or are not preparing properly are going to lose a game because of it. That's my prediction, four of those.
Well, I certainly wouldn't be surprised if the Detroit Lions are one of those four teams at least. And the way I look at it, good Dave Fitt, just a great special teams coordinator. And the Lions, they've done a lot of different things in the 3 years he's been here with the Detroit Lions. And they've done a lot of different things with the other teams he's been with. So, you know what, keep your eyes open for the Detroit Lions. They're coming.
Yeah. Now, as we can get to the team itself, they're playing the Giants next week, and they're going to joint practices next week. So I'm just going to talk about what's been going on offensive defensively up to now, and then we'll see how the preseason games start and what's going on. A roster that's pretty much set offensively, I think, and I'm coming back off a great offensive season. The offense to me looks better than it has ever looked because, you know, you got the coordinator back, you got all the players back. The only player missing is the wide receiver that went to Denver, Reynolds.
And then, Reynolds.
Yeah, and that's it. You got everybody else back, and then there's a couple of young players now that have stood out in practice, wide receivers. Dorice Fountain, big 6'2", 210 kid. He's been getting accolades. I'll tell you another name that Campbell's been talking about. He talked about him again today. Jamar Jefferson, who was like on their first draft class, if you guys remember, back and running back. And he's been up and down. He's been cut. He's been practice squad. He's been on the team. He got a lot of accolades, and I don't know if he's going to make the team or not, but that just proves another one of Brad Holmes' draft picks. These guys stick around.
Yeah, I think he was a 6th or 7th round draft pick out of Oklahoma State, and he really hasn't clicked yet here in Detroit. He's been, on some form of the roster, is it 3 years now he's been here?
Yeah.
2 years, 3 years he's been here. I mean, he's been on, some part of the roster, but it's time for him to get some playing time or move on with somebody else. But the way they're talking about him, he's not the move on type of guy. He's something that they're looking at. They can really help the Detroit Lions offense.
Yeah. And also, he's from Oregon State, but also,
Oregon State,
yeah. And the Vakai, there was the pick this year, the 4th-round pick. Vakai, he hurt his shoulder yesterday, but he was out there today. I saw him after practice. I didn't see him during the practice, but he had his pads in his hand, so he had suited up today. I don't know if he got any work in. So he wasn't hurt seriously. He's also in the running as a running back. But I'm going to tell you, Mike, today, Friday,
Josh Gibbs,
I'm telling you right now, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be special. If you didn't think it last year, you just thought maybe he'll be a good back, maybe he'll be blah, blah, blah. Jahmyr Gibbs, man, is going to be special. And some of the things he did in the passing game today, I was impressed, man. I'm just getting more impressed by him because he hadn't really practiced, the first week. He was in preseason and the OTAs or whatever. He was limited. I don't know what the injury was or whatever, but he was limited. This is the first week I've really seen him get in there. And Mike, all I got to do is say, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be special. He's going to be special.
Well, I thought that last year, too, as a rookie, and I wasn't wrong. That's really a ball player there. And they've got,
David Montgomery.
I mean, that's as good a 1-2 as any team in the league has.
And Montgomery also was doing the good work today, too. I'm not taking anything away from Montgomery. I'm just giving you the Gibbs is going to be. I'm so curious how they're going to implement him this year and try to get both of them on the field at the same time, Gibbs more pass plays because he, like I said, in the passing game, just today, I saw potential out there that nobody's talking. I mean, wow. Just leave it like, trust me on that. Offensively, Jared Goff is tuned, ready to go. I think he's playing better than he ever played here. He's more mature. I'm not saying he wasn't mature before, but when you get that many years in the league, and Campbell said it over the week, he said that you just fine-tune the mental part of the game, and he's at the top of that now, and he's getting better. He's at Drew Brees' mental game, and that's where I think his next step is, because the physical game is there. If he processes the mental game better, and he's good at it now, if he gets better with that, then you got a real good quarterback.
Were the fans at camp today chanting Jared Goff?
They started
Goff,
that. Okay, Jared enough Goff. Of that. Okay, well, it was cute last year. Last year. It was cute over the offseason at a Red Wing game, whatever. But, okay, it's a new season now. Can we wait? Can we wait a little bit before that? We know he's good. Yes, you can. Now, I talked about the good part of that. Well, let me add one more good part. Let's get the receivers. The good part. Jameson Williams has grown up. Well, all the people out there were waiting for him. He thought he was a little immature, and he was going to be a diva receiver. They were thinking back to the Mike Williams, Roy Williams, Charles Rogers days. Jameson Williams looks better out there than he did last year at this time, because he was dropping balls. He was dropping balls like you wouldn't believe last year. And he'll drop one or two. I saw one today. But he's so much better out there, Mike. And if he gets the confidence to go along with his speed, and, you know, he polishes up his route running or whatever, you're going to have a weapon. I think you're going to have a weapon anyway, but you're going to have a real weapon.
Yeah, the one thing is, I think, is that, and I'm sure for any, you know, young receiver, and I consider him a young receiver because he hasn't played it, you know, an awful lot in his first two seasons. It's just to have, understand the route trees and you know, run crisp, you know, clean routes, so you don't drive the quarterback nuts trying to wonder what's he going to do next. And I think he'll do that. The one thing about him, and I think this kind of gets lost in the shuffle, but he likes football. He wants to play football. He really likes it. He wants to be good. He's not a prima donna. He's a guy who wants to be a good football player, and he meshes well with his teammates when he's doing, you know, like interviews, whether they're one-on-ones or the group thing. You know, he hangs right in there until the last person is gone, and I think he's shown us an awful lot, a different side of him.
Yeah, yeah, and that becomes with him. Plus, you saw that bag that Amon St. Brown got, and he's like, you know, if I work hard,
sure,
you know, if they handed out money, y'all want to be in line when they're handed out, so he's going to do that. So that was the offensive part. Tight end-wise, Mike, a name that nobody's talking about, but you better start hearing, and you're going to hear about Parker Hesse. I'm just going to keep that in mind.
Parker Hesse.
He's a tight end from Iowa. I think it's his 4 years of experience. He's new here on the team. Campbell talked him up earlier this week or last. I can't remember which day it was, but just keep an eye on him. I'm not saying he's going to make the team. I'm just saying he's a shoe-in, but Parker Hesse. Just remember that name, people.
Is this another Iowa kid?
Yeah, another Iowa kid. They find him out in Iowa. So
yeah, they do. Yeah, they sure do.
Offensive line, starters look good. The backups got some work. I was talking to a couple of people out there also that – the backups need work. They're kind of worried about the backup part of it, but the starters look good. And I count Kobe Soresdale as semi-starter, so he's really a backup, which is good. But after him, these other guys got to show something and start giving some work out. And we'll see who makes it out of those other guys. But that's some work in progress right there.
Well, the Lions have got five guys across there, and then the offensive line that are veterans, and you don't expect them to break down. You don't expect them to break down. No, when I say break down, I mean break down mentally. This is as good an offensive line, in my opinion, in the history of the Detroit Lions.
Okay, so we got that. Defensively, now this is Mike O'Hare. I'm gonna get into it defensively. I predict, and I don't, only predict like once or twice a year on things, and I'm always right because that's what I do. Once or twice a year. I predict this defense by the end of the season will be as powerful around the league as the offense will be powerful as an offense, if you get what I'm saying with that.
So a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense.
That's my prediction.
Basically,
I'm going to tell you what. I enjoy watching Aaron Glenn today. I don't know why, But Aaron Glenn, I never really, because you don't see him on the sideline during games if you're watching him at home on TV. But watching Aaron Glenn, Aaron is fiery, man. I was like, during practice the day I was just watching a couple times, you talk about chewing, man. He was chewing some guys today, man. They love him, though, so which means it's got to be good love. But Aaron gets with it, and I like that. He is not going to let these guys back off.
I think he played, 13 league years he played in the bigs and the first-round draft pick out of Texas. And this guy, he knows what he's talking about, and he also knows how to relate it to his players. Not everybody can do the first part, not everybody can do the second, and not everybody can do the both. He does both.
Surprise of the defensive camp so far in the first couple of weeks, Levi Onwuzurike.
Yeah, I'm with you on
Levi Onwuzurike, who I'm really not surprised that this has come about. I'm surprised only because that back surgery he had, a lot of guys don't make it back from that. But the ones that do make it back, they play pretty good, or they play to the level they played before. And everybody forgot about Onwuzurike. If you go back, he was drafted before McNeil, before Aleem. He was the second-round pick. Aleem was the third-round pick.
Yeah, he was a high second-round pick.
Like, and he was predicted, if you remember, he sat out the COVID year at Washington, so he didn't play that year before. So he's coming, and his back was hurt or whatever, and it just never healed. He had the surgery finally. He missed that whole season. Last year, I didn't think he was going to play at all, much at all, because the first of camp last year, not camp, but OTAs, I remember him trying to bend over, and it was difficult. And from where he came to the end to now, and Mike, he's gained a little weight. He looks good out there. Like I said, we'll see how it happens. But in these first couple of weeks, he looks good. He will have a role, especially now that John Kaminsky got hurt, which is just going to open up more time for him, because they got him playing a little other side into Hutchinson too now. Not only tackling in, but yesterday, Kevin Zeiler, who came up from Baltimore, the offensive tackle, was doing his presser, and he said the Lions are going to have two $20 million tackles. And everybody's like, who's he talking about? He said Aleem McNeil and Levi Onwuzurike.
Whoa.
So that is high praise from a Pro Bowl offensive guard that's been in the league a long time. So, let's sit back and enjoy and watch and see what happens. But if that becomes a fact and he becomes the player everybody thought he was, Mike, this defense is going to take off. If you got two tackles like that and an end like that, and you're adding Davenport in, you got all these other guys you're adding in now, along with Hutchinson, that's a nice stout line, Mike. You can rotate guys in and out, and that's the key to your defense.
Well, it's part of it. Also, the secondary, though, is a big part.
Well, I'm going to get to that in a minute, but I'm just on the front.
I'm just trying to bring it down to earth a little bit.
All right. I'm falling back. Okay, I fell back to earth. linebackers are linebackers, what they were. They already know those guys are good. It's just mix and match on them. And Jack Campbell's playing better. He's not a rookie anymore. Derek Barnes is playing good, Mike. Derek Barnes is playing good.
Yeah, kid from Purdue,
And they got drafted. Yeah, they got him on the closing. He's playing more strong linebacker this year, so they got him out there. Now, you brought up the secondary. I got Google alert for you, Mike. Google alert.
Hold on a second. Do I sit down or stand up for this?
You can stand up. The first round pick, Terrion Arnold.
Yeah.
Starter. Terrion looking Arnold. Good.
Yep. Yeah.
You traded for a cornerback from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mr. Carlton Davis. Looks
Carlton
good.
Davis.
Big guy. Looks good. Yep. You got two nice corners. Telling you right now, everybody was upset when the draft came and the Lions took two corners back-to-back, Enos Rakeshaw.
Yeah,
Mike, I don't think you're going to be able to keep that kid off the field. He got another pick today. And when the pads came on, he turned it up, Mike. I am so impressed with Enos Rakeshaw. I hear silence over there.
Yes. Ooh.
Look at Mike. No talk, Mike.
No, I didn't expect such a glowing endorsement.
I didn't either. I knew he was good, and I did all the draft stuff. They said he was like the fourth or fifth corner, in the draft, blah, blah, blah. I'm a good player, this, but he's small, gets hurt. But Mike, That kid's a dog. That kid's a dog. Yeah. And I, like I said, I don't know how you're going to keep them off the field. They have a – if nobody gets hurt, they have a nice little rotation they can put in because you can move him in the slot. You can play him on the outside. You got Branch who can go to safety and back. Melifonu, safety. You can move all these guys around. It's definitely not where you go into the waiver wire looking for corners that you're starting, you know, in the fifth week of the season. They got enough guys now before they, you know, without injuries that these guys are competing and playing. And I even talked about, you know, the guy Al Robertson and Meek they got from the Vegas team. They got a lot of guys, a lot of talent. And like Campbell said, let the competition begin. So right. They definitely have upgraded that.
Well, it's going to be tough to go through Branch. I like him. And the way they were talking last week when I was out there, or actually it was on Monday, I think, that was, you know, that he'd be playing safety for him. And then, you know, no more nickel or you know, whatever they were doing with him, but playing safety. I mean, look, he's got a nose or an eye for the ball. He really does. And he's a good ball, good tackler. I think he's got really as close to the whole package as you can get.
Yeah. So that's good. So we'll see an exhibition game start next week, but those guys are going to compete. Everything. I even saw Khalil Dorsey get an interception today in the practice today. So that was interesting. So they got guys. Now, couple of bad things. Are you ready for I gave you all the good for both sides of the ball, a couple of bad things. You ready?
I love this stuff. Go ahead.
If you got Jason Hanson's number, please forward it to the Detroit Lions because they need a kicker bad. I know the Jake Bakes love affair was, you know, after watching a couple Panthers games, but Mike, he was god awful. And he's been, Mike, I think he missed seven kicks today. I just.
Seven in a row or
no, it wasn't in a row, but it was bad. It was bad. Yeah. He has a leg, one of the strongest legs that I've seen out there in a while. But it's like, you know, being a strong man, but you can't hit anything. And I don't know. Like I said, they have to bring somebody in for competition. If you ask me today, would I be comfortable going in the season with him as my kicker? No. No. And that's not today he's been bad. He's been mediocre for like a week now. So ever since Badgley got hurt, I don't think it's been great. This is just me talking. So we'll see how it comes out. But Mike, I'll tell you right now, they were kicking toward my side of the field. And I was worried, and I wasn't under the goalpost. So we'll see what happens. But I know Brad Holmes was, like I said, if he didn't have a phone with him right then, the last kick of the day was from the 30, so that's a 40-yard kick, right?
Approximately, yeah.
You got to make that in the NFL. That's bread and butter.
That's the one that sends everybody to the showers.
Take a guess. Did he make it or miss it?
Yeah.
Last kick of the day. Take a guess.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say he missed it.
I would. Ding, 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 ding. There you go. You got to make those. So we'll see what happens. And maybe, you know, he'll get better. He's going to get his chance in this preseason.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But they definitely got to bring some competition in. And that's number one problem. Number two. Jared Goff has to stay healthy for at least 8 weeks. I mean,
at least
not
8 weeks.
He's going to have to play every snap for the first 8 weeks because Hendon Hooker, who shows promise, who I think is a real good prospect to be the backup, and if you had to play him a game or two, okay, but it can't be in the first 8 weeks. He does things, Mike, those, you know how those rookie quarterbacks are.
Right.
He made a beautiful throw for a touchdown. Then he throws an interception that you looks right into a guy and throws it. He's just not ready to be a starter in NFL yet. But, you know, he can do some things with his legs, and he has a good arm. And if he sees it, he can hit you with it. But he's in that, you know, that look down stage, Mike, as we've seen quarterbacks over the past, the stare down when they're young and, you know, hard to go off the first read to the second. Way too long to hold for that first read before you go. That's the processing he's going through now. And He has some bad plays today. He has some bad plays. He has some good plays. And I think it's just going to take him time. So, for right now, I don't know if he's going to be ready to be the backup opening day. This is me talking.
No, I gotcha. Yeah, I think, you know, I watched him during training camp, or not the training camp, but the 3 days of practice they had at the end. And accuracy seemed to be an issue then. Now, I'm not writing them off forever, but you've got to be able to hit what you're
you got to be able to
see. And
he, right.
And he, you know, that's to me that was the biggest fault. Now, you don't know what he's trying to process and all that. You know, there's a lot that goes on before he releases the ball, and we'll see. They didn't sign him to play this year or next year or right. last year or whatever. He's a he's a project down the down the road,
right.
and we'll see.
Which is a good project. He's got the tools to be a good player, but he's got to be like you got to look at him like Jordan Love and those other guys. It's going to take years to get him right. It's not going to take last year and this year, you know. But like I said, after the eighth game, if he had to play a game, I would be comfortable. You could just tell, Mike, with these wild plays and the athleticism he has and the size, once he gets comfortable and gets into his rhythm and gets to know a pro game now, because it's a different offense than he ran in college, he'll be perfect for the backup for this team. He will be perfect. Because I'm telling you now, he's got the skill. Just got to refine it. So,
well, we'll see. We'll see on this one, okay?
We'll see.
Look, I've written guys off, put the X through their name on my notebook, and I'm not going to do that with him.
There you go. Because when Mike writes you off, you wrote off for
that's
good.
Right.
Mike is.
There's no eraser.
Right. All right, so that's our first new season with Michael here. We're going to have guests every now and then. I'll bring in guys that have been around, and we'll get Mike in there. And we're gonna have a fun season this year. I want you guys to listen to the platform, and we'll be there and give you product every week during this season, which I think is going to be a special season. So, Mike, I'm glad you're back with us. I'm glad you're a little refreshed. You sound ready to go. I'm ready to go. And any last words there before we go?
I'm going to go.
You're going to go. All right. That's the K&M Podcast 2024. See you guys next week.